WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Big John Patton was a forgotten figure in jazz until his 1963 record, Blue John, was first released in 1986, 23 years behind schedule. His only recent album before that was on a small independent label. Since then, he's turned up on several records, notably John Zorn's fine album called Spillane. Blue John was recently issued on CD for the first time. It's the only one of the 9 albums Patton made for the Blue Note label in the 60s, which is currently available. It's a fascinating album that shows how perceptions of a work of art can change depending on its historical context. John Patton had worked as a pianist for R&B singer Lloyd Price before taking up jazz organ. On Blue John, his pop roots give themselves away. The tune Hot Sauce by saxophonist George Braith echoes great early 60s dance crazes like the limbo and the twist. On guitar is the organ group picker extraordinaire Grant Green. That music is mindlessly repetitive enough to sound intellectual, lowbrow stuff that anticipates highbrow minimalism. Terry Riley's groundbreaking minimal work, In C, was composed in 1964, a year after Blue John was recorded. As the jazz and classical composer Anthony Davis has pointed out, minimalism wouldn't be possible without rhythm and blues. He's right. Minimalism has its roots in the propulsive riffing of Kansas City swing bands, as well as in shimmering Indonesian gamelans and driving African drum choirs. John Patton's Blue John is one of the most minimal jazz records ever made. That may be why it wasn't released when it was fresh. It sounded too stripped down. When Patton hits a groove like that, it's not hard to hear a link between his stuff and the organ music of Philip Glass. Patton's proto-minimalism is intensified by saxophonist George Braith, who'd blow 2 horns in parallel motion at the same time. He called his 2 saxes braced together the Braithophone. John Patton isn't merely a minimalist. While he's carving out riffs or spinning melodies with his hands, he's also pumping out bass lines with his feet, on pedals laid out like a giant keyboard. He plays nice walking bass on Grant Green's Dem Dirty Dudes. The album Blue John is not John Patton's only recent appearance on record. He's also on a new album by guitarist Jimmy Ponder, Jump, on the Muse label. But that's a more typical soul jazz date, where Patton sounds like a typical jazz organ player. The nice thing about Blue John is that it's plain enough to be really weird.